From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. A pattern is emerging in the way young Muslims in the U.S. are becoming radicalized. It isn't happening in mosques or in small study groups. It's happening on the internet. Young men are finding radical clerics on the web, and at their direction, they're taking up violent jihad. The Pakistani-American who allegedly tried to detonate a car bomb in Times Square earlier this month says he was radicalized through the internet. One of his inspirations was an American-born imam named Anwar al-Awlaki. We'll talk about him in a moment. Now, intelligence officials tell NPR that another man, a radical cleric named Abdullah Faisal, also played a role in inspiring the attack. Faisal recently set up shop in the Caribbean. NPR's counterterrorism correspondent Dina Temple-Raston went to Jamaica to try to talk to him.
We actually met Abdullah Faisal here by a hotel pool in Montego Bay, Jamaica, last week. We'd set up an interview with him weeks in advance, but when he arrived, he demanded money for the interview. I refused, but the two of us did have a long chat. He's still as fiery as ever. He said he openly supports and preaches violent jihad because Muslims have had their resources stolen and their women raped by non-Muslims. He said that behavior requires Muslims to fight back.
This war is called Hurub al-Ridda, war against the apostates.
You know that's part of an Abdullah Faisal lecture you can find on the web. His words are considered so incendiary that a British court sent him to prison back in 2003. It ruled that he solicited murder and stirred up racial hatred by trying to justify the killing of non-believers, specifically Jews, Hindus, and Americans.
So a lot of us were very surprised when we heard this allegation against him.
Mustafa Mohammed is a Muslim leader in Jamaica. We met him at his mosque in Kingston. He was washing before midday prayers. He and Abdullah Faisal knew each other as young men on the island, and Mohammed didn't want to believe that his friend had embraced radical Islam.
And it was not until we actually listened to some of the tapes and we realized that what he's been accused of, there are some credit to them.
Mustafa Mohammed remembered him as charismatic.
He gravitates people towards him. He's very eloquent.
Abdullah Faisal was deported back to Jamaica earlier this year. That put Mustafa Mohammed in an awkward position. As head of the Islamic Council in Jamaica, he ended up barring his old friend from speaking at local mosques.
He has been banned from giving the Friday sermons, teaching in classes.
Have you ever banned someone before?
No, this was the first time I had to make this decision. And it was not something that came easily. And especially you're speaking about a person that has a lot to offer the Muslim community.
It's clear he wishes Abdullah Faisal had decided to use his gifts educating Muslims on the island rather than promoting radical Islam. And while there are only about 5,000 Muslims in Jamaica, the number is slowly growing. Sheikh Musa Tijani works with Mohammed at the Central Mosque in Kingston. He's the educational director at the nursery school there.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
10 years ago, the mosque school was struggling to survive. It only had 10 kids enrolled. Now, it has 65. The little girls are wearing hijabs and high-top sneakers. The boys are in uniform, little green T-shirts and shorts. I asked Tijani about Abdullah Faisal's following in Jamaica, and he dismisses his importance.
All the Muslim Jamaicans, they hear about his name, but they don't really see him as a big man.
Well, Tijani may not see him as a big man. U.S. intelligence is worried that Abdullah Faisal could become one by recruiting followers in Jamaica, a place where there are lots of poor, disaffected youth without many prospects. And they have an even bigger concern, Abdullah Faisal's global reach on the web. According to intelligence officials, he launched a jihadi chat room about a month ago. Some 40 to 50 people regularly sign into the sessions, and officials believe most of those people are in the U.S. Intelligence officials tell me that the Times Square bomber listened to Faisal's internet lectures and tried to contact him. I asked him about that. Faisal said he doesn't think he got any emails from the Times Square bomber. What's more, he said, Muslims should confine themselves to the battlefield, to Iraq or Afghanistan, not attack Times Square. Still, Muslim leader Mustafa Mohammed says he understands the concern about Faisal's return to Jamaica.
We are hoping and praying that it is just a concern that has no footing to stand on.
U.S. law enforcement is quite worried that he might be able to find even a small audience. Are they correct to be worried?
Of course, and it is also a concern to us, definitely.
You know, Mustafa Mohammed isn't alone in worrying about Abdullah Faisal's return to Jamaica. Melissa, you remember I met Faisal at my hotel. Mm-hmm. Well, it was an American hotel in Montego Bay. And I found out later that the Jamaican staff all knew exactly who he was and got pretty upset when he walked through the lobby.
They got upset. How did they get upset?
Well, later after he left, the assistant manager of the hotel called me into her office. And she said, look, this is an American hotel, and seeing this man pass through the lobby, she said it really worried her. And we were talking for about 15 minutes, and then I realized her concern wasn't just that he might be a terrorist, but that I might be one too, and that the two of us might be planning an attack on her hotel because it was a prime American target in Jamaica.